T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
Right now.
If you ban them in the future, the bullets will have been shot and there won't be any more available.
So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
Put that double barrel shotgun and fire 2 blasts outside the house.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
This is 2A Tuesday, brought to you by the Range St. Louis West.
How fitting we've got to Joe Biden there in the intro to 2A Tuesday with his double barrel shotgun advice, where you've emptied both chambers, and then what do you do, Joe? Come on. Anyway, glad you're with us. Our guest this morning is Andrew Chamberlain. He is the author of the Cartridge Comparison Guide, and he's got a website called chamberit.com. Andrew, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thrilled to get you on the radio this morning, and so happy to have an expert when it comes to ammunition, because that's what you deal with, right?
Yeah, that's my passion, is ammunition, projectiles, and what works best for what conditions.
Yes, absolutely. So the reason we sought you out is that the National Rifle Association's legislative action arm drew my attention to this, but there's an anti-gun activist out there named Shannon Watts. She's teamed up with Michael Bloomberg and other people in the past who would like to restrict our Second Amendment rights. And there seems to be a suggestion that maybe a backdoor effort of gun control would be to control centerfire rifle ammunition. Have you heard about this? What do you know about it?
Yeah, I read a little bit about it, and it's deceitful. It's based on misinformation, again, emotional reactions to elements. I mean, first and foremost, they're talking about armor-piercing ammunition, if I'm correct.
Yes.
And the issue there is, when you talk about armor-piercing ammunition, it's really this grandiose term that means nothing. Typically, armor-piercing ammunition is ammunition that would have a projectile that could defeat a soft body armor. There's different levels of body armor. Any in the military, anybody in law enforcement will tell you a knife will defeat soft body armor, you know, a Kevlar vest, something like that. Fire defeats body armor. And then typically the ammunition used with armor-piercing projectiles, if that's the term to be used, which is incorrect anyway, these are some of the most anemic cartridges out there. So when you're talking about ammunition that's available, hunting cartridges, anything else out there, they're all going to defeat armor. So limiting ammunition based off of its scary name, armor-piercing ammunition, is folly. It is ridiculous. It's absolutely a backdoor approach. And the reality of armor-piercing ammunition is the least lethal, or has the minimal wound channel applied if you're actually have the misfortune of being shot by it. You know, why aren't they focusing on better law enforcement, stricter penalties to violent criminals? Everyone throughout history has talked about it's not focusing on the public or the criminal, even that. It's how you react to criminal action. If you don't take care of the criminal, if you don't enforce the laws, if you don't act responsibly when crime takes place, then you're destined for failure. Penalizing the public, penalizing law-abiding citizens, taking ridiculous backdoor approaches by using scary terms associated with the projectile used is just plain ridiculous.
Yeah, well, no, I would agree. And you know what, I guess what Ms. Watts doesn't understand is that, I mean, this is not a new idea. There have been people attempting a backdoor effort to ban certain types of ammunition dating back to the 80s. I mean, the NRA has been working on this for a long time. Why do they focus on what they refer to as centerfire cartridges?
Well, there's two main types of ammunition, centerfire versus rimfire. Rimfire represents like 5 to 8 cartridges. It's a different priming mechanism, the impact mechanism that ignites the powder to send the projectile down the barrel. Centerfire is basically 90 to 92% of all ammunition that exists.
Okay.
So, again, it's using a term that sounds, it's a catchy phrase.
Right.
But it's an all-enveloping. If someone started banning centerfire ammunition, they would ban virtually 100%. They would ban all ammunition that exists out there, except for the folks in Missouri that love to shoot red squirrels with 22 long rifle. And that's all we'd be left with squirrel guns.
Wow. I mean, it's kind of frightening, but fortunately there are people out there who are educated on it. I remember when they were talking a few years ago about trying to stamp every piece of ammunition made so that they could trace who bought it and all that stuff. I mean, what a nightmare that would be.
It's idiotic, because what they're doing is they're making the law-abiding citizens, they're making it so cost prohibitive that you cannot acquire the ammunition. You can't afford the licensing, the re-registration, all the things that would go along with that stamping. This was a brainchild of Obama and a lot of folks that put him into office. It's definitely this backdoor deceit. We're trying to do something great. We're trying to do something benevolent. If you're not guilty, what are you afraid of? It's ridiculous. What they're trying to do is defeat the average American citizen's ability to defend themselves and also to destroy the very thing that's kept America free and sovereign, which is an armed populace.
Yes.
The very foundation of the Second Amendment, the very intention for the writing of the Second Amendment.
Well, I couldn't agree more with you. Andrew Chamberlain, my guest, he is the founder of ChamberIt.com. You know, I was looking at your website earlier, and it's really cool, ChamberIt.com. You've got some great posters on there showing some of these different cartridges. For example, the ones that may be used for big game, that would look pretty cool hanging on a wall. You've got some other great stuff on there. Give me an example of what people can find there.
Oh, thanks for that plug. Yeah, we have 15 unique posters. What we've done is indexed all the mass-produced cartridges from really 1775. We have the American Heritage, the American Standard, Rifle Ammunition, Rifleman Classic. Every cartridge is 100% scale. They're to within 2/1000 of an inch on the vertical scale. So they're exactly the size of. And then depending on what you're looking for, if you're looking for big game cartridges, or if you're looking for hunter's education, if you're looking for a beautiful wall hanger like the American Standard or the Metric or big game, you're looking for big bore. We have the historic cartridges that were used for anti-materiel. All the history of ammunition is made alive in these posters. So they're beautiful. There's 15 different posters. Get online, take a look at them. Keep us in business. We appreciate it. Thank you.
I just want one of the T-shirts that shows the body outline and says a high velocity acupuncture for terrorists. A chart.
Yes, sir. So, yeah.
That's outstanding, Andrew Chamberlain. I appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Get more at 971talk.com.